This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in London. Spotify narrowed its loss in the most recent quarter as the music streaming giant invested heavily on its growing podcast business. Spotify says it now has 100 million premium subscribers, its most lucrative type of customer. We will look into where this unique company stands as of late as we, the collective world, make our way through a cluttered streaming cloud. That's after these tech headlines. Beating a deadline scheduled for Tuesday of this week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk reached a deal with U.S. regulators that would eliminate the risk of him being held in contempt for allegedly violating an earlier court order over his use of Twitter. The feud stems from a Securities and Exchange Commission investigation in 2018 that alleged Mr. Musk misled investors by tweeting about a potential buyout of his company. Musk then agreed to have his statements overseen by Tesla lawyers. The SEC then alleged he violated the pact in February. The latest sees Mr. Musk and the SEC agreeing to modify the original order by clarifying a list of events, including when Musk would need approval to tweet about a range of topics related to Tesla's business. Cloud computing has been a rainmaker for the semiconductor industry, but a dry patch seems to be upon the industry as of late. The journal says investors shouldn't panic just yet, however. Demand for cloud computing services remains strong, as evidenced by both Microsoft and Amazon's recent reports. But spending is unlikely to match last year's explosive pace. RBC estimates it surged 48% last year compared to 25% in 2017. And that was skewed by factors like mounting trade tensions with China. And the latest company to take on Airbnb, Marriott International, is starting a new home rental business. It will be the first major hotel company to create a U.S. home rental platform, one that would allow home rental guests to earn and redeem loyalty points as they do when booking a stay at any other Marriott property. The journal says some hotel execs who had long dismissed Airbnb and Expedia's HomeAway as competitors now believe they are growing, in part at the expense of hotel companies, especially with leisure travelers and large families. Coming up, as Spotify announces 100 million paying users, the streaming competition heats up. Spotify said this week that it narrowed its losses in the most recent quarter thanks to going in big on its growing podcast business. Noting that it now has 100 million paying users also helped. During the quarter, Spotify acquired podcast companies Gimlet Media and Anchor and announced plans to acquire another podcast producer, Parcast. As Barron's senior writer Avi Salzman explains, this tactic emerged as a key incentive for new business.
Like everything you listen to on your phone, podcasts, you know, maybe they'll have a piece of audiobooks one day. That proposition means that Spotify will be able to make money in a lot of different ways, not sort of always haggling over a dollar or two with the music labels. They'll essentially be able to charge for more things. The next few months, you know, could be tricky. They're in negotiations with record labels. Things could go one way or the other as far as a few margin points here or there. And I think investors who like the stock say, hey, look, don't obsess over one or two margin points. Think about this company as an absolutely indispensable part of your phone.
As we speak, tech giants across the board are all cramming into the same space. So is Spotify concerned at what is looming ahead by way of steep competition?
I mean, I think they're probably quite worried, but I think that they believe that they have a unique proposition. I think the reason that these tech giants are going to stick around is that music actually helps them sell a lot of other things. So I think for Google, it's going to help them sell ads. For Amazon, it's probably going to help them sell Alexa speakers. I mean, I think that they believe that their product business is enhanced by having tons of music on it, so you can go into any room, listen to whatever music you want, and even if they lose money on it. And I think Tim Cook has said that he doesn't expect to make money off of Apple Music, at least in the near term. And when you're playing against a company that has more than $100 billion in cash, you got to be worried because, you know, it's not so easy for Spotify, for instance, to raise prices. Let's say it went to 15 bucks. You know, Apple Music could say, hey, we're still 10 bucks, or hey, we could even do it for five. They have the ability to lose money because they know that, you know, having a whole library of music loaded up on an expensive phone makes that expensive phone more attractive.
And perhaps most importantly to customers, will the current business model that we've all grown accustomed to change once Spotify looks at the cold hard numbers?
You know, there's only so far that $10 goes. I've talked to some artists who say, look, it's $10 is nice for the user, but if it's not supporting the artists, you know, you're really creating a problem there that you may have to raise the price. The company hasn't said anything about that, but eventually this notion that everything can be paid for with 10 bucks, it may not be sustainable. Analysts now have been pushing back their estimates for when the company will actually start to make money. And last year they thought, oh, 2020, they're going to be making money. Now it's 2021, and there's a lot of disagreement about whether even that's going to happen.
Check out more from Barron's The Readback podcast for more on Spotify's latest prospects. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.